Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for One-on-One with the Pro, one of my favorite pros, Brett Harsh with Bartlesville Health and Rehab. How you doing there, young man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Softball season starting up, I hear.
Yeah, it is. It's finally getting some warmer weather, so it'll kind of getting it kicked off here.
Not that the residents at Bartlesville Health and Rehab are playing softball, no. But they are getting outside more.
They are. Excuse me. It's been really cool to see with the warm weather, a lot more residents, you know, getting up and out, being outside, just enjoying some of the nice weather. It's really lifted some spirits, so it's been pretty cool.
Indeed it has. Indeed it has. I understand we have some more good news. We're on a streak, are we not, at the Health and Rehab Center?
Yeah, we are. We are still COVID-free. It's Woo-hoo. Been well over 2 months. I'm not for sure how many weeks exactly. I want to say about 10 weeks that we've had, you know, in a row with no positive tests, so we'll kind of knock on wood there. We're being really fortunate, and everybody's doing a great job of really doing excuse me again
okay.
doing what they can to mm-hmm. to come through, and you know, and just follow all the guidelines, and everybody's doing well. Our infection control specialist Lacey's doing a great job of making sure that we're following all the guidelines that we can, and it's really shown that you know that we've kind of started whipping this thing, so it's been really good.
And it's really nice to know that you're not, you know, easing up on the gas when it comes to making sure that the protocols are followed too.
Yeah, but she doesn't let people let up on that. She'll go ahead and let you know if you're doing something wrong. So yeah, it's been good. She does a really great job. And you know, everybody else is just following suit, and she, you know, her leadership. So that's really great to see. And you're right, we haven't let up because we can't. You know, unfortunately, mm-hmm. you can't right now. With more people getting vaccinated, that's really helping as well. The more vaccinations that come in, but mm-hmm. but everybody is still following these guidelines and doing their part and to help stop the spread. And it's really went a long ways.
Oh yeah, indeed. Now I understand that, of course, that the residents have been playing some games and just being a lot more active and having a lot more fun.
Yeah,
isn't that great?
It is great. I mean, kind of day by day, even week by week, you're starting to see more and more residents, you know, with smiles on their faces, coming out enjoying mm-hmm. being out in the lobby and playing games, and you know. Our activities girls are doing a great job of getting them up and at them, and kind of, you know, it's really lifted spirits just being able to play games. We're fortunate enough to have a couple rooms that are pretty good size, so they're still able to social distance while being able to play mm-hmm. games, but they can still interact with one another, talk to each other, and it's just, you know, it really helps a lot. It helps their, you know, their attitudes and their just overall moods, you know mm-hmm. what I mean. It's went kind of from a not gloomy, but just you could tell, you know, it's not normal. Nothing's been normal about the last year, but back to kind of, you know, a lot of smiles, a lot of laughs, mm-hmm. upbeat people around the facility, and that includes the coworkers too. It has an effect on the workers too. It really does. So to be able to see all these residents enjoying these games and, you know, having a good time, it's really a great thing to see.
I bet you that brand new patio you guys built late last summer, early fall. Bet you that got a workout this past weekend. Boy, it was gorgeous.
Yeah, it was. It was very nice this past weekend. And really, other than the days that it's rained, we've been pretty fortunate with some warmer weather. So hopefully mm-hmm. that continues. Yeah, there's already been flowers that's been planted out by around the tree that surrounds the new patio. So the residents mm-hmm. and some of the workers, when they, you know, are on break, they utilize it as well just to go outside and get some fresh air and nice, you know, enjoy some nice weather. So it's been a really great addition to the facility, and it's really pretty from the outside as well.
Sweet. Very good. Very good. So things have really been really on the upswing here at Bartlesville Health and Rehab Center. It has really just been kind of nice. I mean, a year ago, a different story, but boy, what a difference. A lot of teamwork, a lot of patience, and a lot of everybody just pulling together has borne some really nice fruit too.
Yeah, it has. It's been a test for sure. Like I said before, I'm not going to act like I've been through it all because, you know, I came in about halfway through it.
Mm-hmm.
But from whatever, you know, all the things that I've heard, it was really a big test for people, and it pushed a lot of people and, you know, almost to the edge. You know, just going through something that extreme is really hard on anybody, you know, and just the resiliency of the people, the residents and the workers mm-hmm. there to get through something like that is really incredible. And now, kind of starting to get a little bit of the, you know, a reward, mm-hmm. so to speak, you know, to help them kind of celebrate, I guess, mm-hmm. to get safely, through this, yeah. safely celebrate this, to get through this is it's really awesome. And, you know, there's nobody more deserving than the people that's worked through this. So to see them with smiles on their faces and back to, you know, having some enjoying times and just mm-hmm. the enjoyment on their faces, that's reward enough in itself. And then to see, you know, the people on top of that, to see the families being able to come back in under some certain guidelines, being able to come back in the facility and see their family members. And, you know, for me, just seeing family, this is the first time I've seen family members in the facility. So Woo! That's, you know, you walk down the hallway and you'll see people that you don't know. And that's, but it's awesome because you know why they're there. They're there to see their family and they're happy as well. You can really tell they're more outspoken. They're more happy to be there to be able to visit their loved ones since they can actually, you know, get in there and visit them face to face. So it's really awesome.
Now, I understand we have that neat little gift, that VR virtual reality thing, that was, you know, given to the residents to use to kind of have a little fun, have a little escape. How's that working out? Has that still got its pizzazz?
Yeah, we still have it. We're still using it, to the best of our ability. With some of the residents getting out and about and doing some other things, it's not as used as much as it was at first, just because that was one of the only things they could do. Yeah. But there's still people that ask about it just because it's so cool and it's really crazy to see. You know, you go into this and you literally do it just like you're entering a new world. So it still does get asked about quite often. And our activities girls have that actually in possession now. They've kind of taken over that. So when a resident wants to use that, they are more than welcome to use that. And we're fortunate enough to be able to have some equipment to sanitize it as well in between uses, so it's still safe to use from resident to resident. And we're gonna have it for at least a few more months, because when we got it, we had a year contract that we'll be able to keep it for the residents, and it's kind of just at their disposal. If they decide they want to use it one day, then they can get in there and do that. So it's really awesome.
Now, for folks who are not familiar with Bartlesville Health and Rehab, one is locally owned and operated. It's a family business.
Yes.
You don't have to go too far to get to the top. It's right there.
Yeah, right there every day. So,
and that's good. I think a lot of people, this, by the way, is National Mom and Pop Business Day. So congratulations to all of our family-owned businesses. And
for sure. And for sure.
So I didn't want to leave anybody out. When people hear the name, They think of a lot of different things. Can you describe in a couple of sentences just what Bartlesville Health and Rehab is all about?
It's about getting better, getting well. So maybe that you, if you're fortunate enough, you will have the opportunity to get in and improve enough to where you can go home. For the ones that don't, though, it is a home, and it is a home for us too. It is family owned. That you're right, 100% right about that. It has been for over 25 years. Mm-hmm. So the family is there that runs it, that helps runs it. They're in there. They're with the residents. They know the families of the residents. They know everybody. And it really is truly family owned and oriented, because we treat not only the residents are our family, but the workers there are our family too. And in just working with people like that become your family is really incredible. And I think it helps because, you know, as I've said before, we're not a big corporation. Mm-hmm. So we don't treat people as just statistics or numbers or dollar signs or anything like that. Like, they are our family. We want them the very best for them. And we, you know, try to do everything in our power to give them the best so that they can have a good life, whatever path it may take them, whether they stay there long term or whether they're only there for a few days to get some physical rehab or maybe some speech therapy. We still treat them regardless like family, because they are our family, and without them, you know, we wouldn't be there either. So it's really kind of goes hand in hand.
You know, it wasn't that long ago that rehabilitation services were, you know, they're pretty rare, mm-hmm. if they existed at all.
Yeah.
And to have this in our community, mm-hmm. To the nth degree that we have with Bartlesville Health and Rehab, it's pretty amazing. And you don't realize how valuable something like this is until you need it. Now, recently my mother in Indiana had a bit of a car accident.
Uh-oh.
Had to have a little bit of back surgery.
Okay.
Had to have all this, and if it wasn't for a facility much similar to what we have here, she wouldn't be out and around, you know, and raising Cain, and literally Raising Cane, little Irish woman. She's got a bit of an attitude. You got to watch her. You just got to watch her.
Yeah.
You know, you never know what she's going to do. But anyway, she's just out being as ornery as she's ever been. And I understand that we have success stories very similar to that all the time. Folks get a little banged up, or perhaps they have a fall or something like that. Maybe it's just a surgery procedure, and you got to get reoriented a little bit. You got to get the body working correctly, and this is the help that your body needs.
Yeah, it really is. You're right. It's came facilities like this have came such a long way.
Oh, yeah.
And it's also helped with kind of the negative connotation that comes with a quote unquote nursing home. Because that's kind of those kind of got bad reps, you know, back in years ago, but no, you're right. It's just like, and that's what I was saying. It can be anything from something minor to all the way up to something serious. Mm-hmm. Regardless, though, if you're not fortunate enough to have some family that can help you through that time, you know, that's kind of where we step in, and we become your family. If you only need a little bit of physical rehab, like the example you gave, and then we also, that's where rooms come into play. So if you're only there for 10, 15, 20, you know, 30 days, it doesn't matter. You're still going to have a room with us and a room and a place to stay. So, yeah, I think that really helps and goes a long way. And it really helps to get people back on their feet, whether, you know, it could be anything from, you know, a physical injury like you're talking about, or, you know, possibly even a stroke, anything like that. We've had success stories from both, really. And to see people that graduate therapy, it's really something awesome to see, that everybody should have the opportunity to see, because when they get done with that, it's really awesome to see them. And then especially when they're able to get back up and get back and go home, that's really the best thing. So that's kind of what we aim for all the time.
Plus, it's good for your heart and it's good for your head too, because you're around people who are truly there to help you, and the other folks who are you know, being treated the same way too, you know, that they're cheering each other on.
Yeah,
that's where that family, that's where that team spirit comes
in. Yeah, no, well, you're 100% right. That is, and that's all of our therapy girls. They do an awesome job as well, just to help people get you know, the care they need at any given time, and you know, they all have a different specialization that they work in, but they all work together, and it all comes in as one, which is awesome to see there, because if they can all work together, then like you said, the residents can work together and cheer each other on, and if everybody's, you know, if you have somebody in your corner, it makes it a lot easier to reach those goals that you want to see. So, you know, the more family oriented we are, the better, and that's really what we strive for.
And we're talking with Brett Harsh here with Bartlesville Health and Rehab. What we got else going on at the
So we still have our blood drive that's going to be scheduled for April 26th. It's up and running on the website if anybody wants to sign up. I've already had some people sign up in and out of the facility. I got to get them on, go in and sign them up online for them. You are able to, if you have an account with Red Cross, you are able to go in and sign up online yourself and choose a time. We're still only signing up 29 people at a time. Still doing some COVID protocols there. We will be back on the blood mobile. You know, last time we had a little mishap where we had to reschedule the day before, and everybody was very flexible, fortunately, for that. Still had a great turnout. But this time we will be back on the blood mobile, and it will be parked in our driveway or our parking lot, so to say.
No snowstorm just or ice storm this time.
Right. Yeah, that's the ice really kind of put a damper on that last time. But we will be back in the parking lot this time and going in and out with the 15-minute intervals. And they have been cleared to go ahead and extended their ability to test for the antibodies as well for COVID. So that's an exciting thing that people are really asking about and wanting to see. We're taking 29 signups, I believe, still. And we're scheduled for Monday, April 26th.
Alrighty. Where can people find you, Brett?
So you can still find us at 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place, or the facility just north of the hospital, as a lot of people call it. 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place. And you can also contact us via telephone at 918-333-9545.
It's still got the apartments available?
We do. And we do have a couple, real quick, I wanted to add that as well. I'm glad you brought that up. We still have we have two or three that are being remodeled as we speak. So we're adding to it as well. So we're going to have a couple more open up.
And the same phone number gets you an appointment to talk about.
Yes. Yep. Same number will work for all.
Well, great. Brett Harsh has been our guest here with us on One-on-One with the Professional from Bartlesville Health and Rehab. Thank you very much. Have yourself a great day, young man.
Thank you. You too.